lesson this morning is one verse from the first chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? This is our text. Dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As a child, my parents taught me to sing at our evening devotions, "Now Rest Beneath Night's Shadow." And I was, as many have been, especially taken by the words of the last two verses. Lord Jesus, who dost love me? O spread thy wings above me and shield me from alarm. And then, my loved ones rest securely, for God this night will surely from peril guard your heads. Sweet slumbers may he send you and bid his hosts attend you and through the night watch o'er your beds. And I also learned at a fairly young age to picture as the children in the opera Hansel and Gretel sing, an angel at each corner of my bed and more. But whatever the image or the picture, the point is that Jesus cares for us, especially through these angels. That image, in my mind, simply has never gone away. We tend to think, of course, of these angels mostly in terms of their providential care over us. And of course, there is more than enough in Scripture to show us that God's Word does teach that one of the ways God exercises his daily care for us, his providence over his people, is through the ministry of his holy angels. But that's not the whole of it. It's not even the greatest part of it. For according to the words that we have heard from Scripture, from this pulpit, both yesterday and today, the greater part, we must surely believe, is that the angels watch over and serve God's elect, his believers, those who will inherit eternal life. Those angels are the ministering spirits. The Greek word that's used there is liturgica, and you recognize that in the word liturgical. The service of the angels is God's service to us, which he does through his servants, not only ministers, but these ministering spirits, the angels. In the second and third chapters of the book of Revelation, Christ speaks the seven letters to the seven churches, those churches in Asia Minor, which are arranged in a very rough circle. And each one of those letters is addressed to the angel of Ephesus or Sardis or Smyrna, Philadelphia, Laodicea. And the angel, that was the pastor. Not a heavenly appearing, winged, white-robed beauty, but perhaps a bald, old, pudgy preacher. But he and all who preach the gospel are such angels, messengers of God who announce the good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, just as they did at Bethlehem. Yesterday's text pointed us to the words of Jesus, "There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." In the book of Revelation, St. John describes an angel flying through the midst of heaven, or flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. The angels are the choir in Revelation who sing that great song, many great songs. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Over and over again in Scripture, the angels are connected exactly to that proclamation of salvation in Christ, all the way from Gabriel appearing to Mary and in the choir above the plains of Bethlehem. Wherever the gospel, God's gospel, the word is proclaimed, we are assured that God's holy angels are in attendance as proclaimers and as witnesses. To believe that God's angels have charge over us to keep you in all your ways, as it says in the 91st Psalm, that's the belief of little children. But it's not childish. It is childlike, because it takes God at his word, and it believes it simply and with trust. That is the childlike faith and trust and confidence that all of us, young and old, are called to. And at the heart of it is the promise of salvation through the forgiveness of sins by the Almighty God himself, who became man for us. The dangers that I face every day are not quite so much always physical dangers, though there are many of those. But the greatest dangers that I face are spiritual. There are all of the assaults of the devil, day in and day out, the devil and all of the evil angels who tempt me in my flesh, just as Satan tempted Jesus. Alone, Jesus fought that battle, but he has fought it for me. And when Satan had been defeated, the Gospel of Matthew tells us the angels came and ministered to him. And if that is so, how much more isn't it so that they minister also to us today? Yes, in our failures and in our temptations. God's holy angels minister. They serve God's elect. They preserve them in their faith. They protect them from the powers of the wicked one. That protection stands over all through their ministration of the gospel. And that is the special care that God sends to guard all of his people, young and old. And so he said, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven, for the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost." The greatest proclamation to the human race has come through an angel. For it was the angel Gabriel who came to Mary and announced, "You will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." This was to be the Savior, and through that word that came from God, Mary became pregnant, the mother of the Most High God, our Redeemer, who became flesh. From the coming of that redemption, those holy angels of God minister to God's people, the believers, not only as agents of God's providential care, but as guardians of our souls until the day when the angels carry them to heaven, as Jesus tells of that blessing in his parable of the rich man and Lazarus, when he says, "So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom." So rest in that confidence, not only that we are assured that they stand guard at our beds at night, one is enough, but two at the left and two at the right is a blessing that God is certainly capable of. But God's holy angels will one day carry me to Abraham's bosom, that is, to the heavenly kingdom, to rest with all of the people of God and sing those praises with all of the holy angels before the throne of God's grace. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us join again today in Luther's morning prayer, which you find on page 167. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me. Amen.